a couple of items of this day in history, day number 262 on the year. And 1777, American soldiers won the first Battle of Saratoga against the British. In 1876, Melville Bissell patented the carpet sweeper on this day. Also, on this day in 1970, a very popular 1970s sitcom appeared on the scene. And I remember it from days gone by. It was a little bit different. Based out of the Twin Cities, actually. The Mary Tyler Moore Show. Uh, 1881, on this day, President James Garfield died of wounds inflicted by an assassin. In 1947, Jackie Robinson named baseball's Rookie of the Year. And in 1957, the U.S. conducted its first underground nuclear test in the Nevada desert. 1981, Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel reunited for a free concert in New York Central Park. The show is a benefit for the New York City Parks. Also, we lost Orville Redenbacher on this day in 1995 at the age of 88. And this isn't the only day that we had a show appear. We had another program that had a very popular run. Opened on this day in 1994. ER making its debut on NBC on this day 31 years ago. All right, our morning devotion from 365promises.com. The good news today is the promise of the day, Proverbs 3, 9, and 10. If you honor me with your first fruits, you will overflow with abundance. And Barry Adams handles that this way. He says, today's scripture passage, a wonderful picture of abundance and overflow. The kingdom of God does not work like the kingdom of this world. In God's kingdom, it's more blessed to give than to receive. In his kingdom, we can never outgive the most generous person in the universe, for God loves to pour back into us far more than we could possibly give to him. Barry Adams says, why does God want us to give him our first fruits? Does God need our money? Absolutely not. The Bible says the entire earth is the Lord's and everything in it. God does not need our resources whatsoever. Our God and Father longs for our hearts more than anything else. Jesus told us that where our treasure is, there will our heart be also. Matthew 6:21. Finally, he says, when we honor God with the very first and best of what our hands have created, we acknowledge that he is the source of all of our blessings. And we choose to trust in his present and future supply of all our needs by giving him our first fruits. I believe that it blesses his heart and moves him to provide for us even more. Closes and says, it's wonderful to live in a kingdom where we don't have to provide for ourselves. We have a Father in heaven who knows all our needs and delights in giving us his kingdom. All I eat is pizza.
Who doesn't love pizza, Abba?
Who doesn't? Yeah, pizza is America's favorite food. And in 2 minutes, we've got a brief history of pizza for you.
Yes, indeed.
1522, tomatoes were brought back to Europe from the New World, Peru. Originally, they were thought to be poisonous, but later the poorer people of Naples added the new tomatoes to their yeast dough and created the first simple pizza as we know it.
A brief history of pizza here in the 19th century, the 1800s, pizza migrated to America with the Italians in the latter half of the 19th century. Pizza was introduced to Chicago by a peddler who walked up and down Taylor Street with a metal washtub of pizzas on his head.
And apparently he said it's got to be deep dish, right?
Right.
In 1905, Gennaro Lombardi claims to have opened the first United States pizzeria in New York City. There you go.
Well, lots of Lombardis. Very popular in football and in pizza, apparently. 1943, Chicago-style deep dish pizza was created by Ike Sewell at his bar and grill called Pizzeria Uno.
1948, the first commercial pizza pie mix, Roman Pizza Mix, was produced in Massachusetts by Frank Fiorello.
In 1957, here with this brief history of pizza on the Wib Wake Up Show, frozen pizzas were introduced and found in local grocery stores. The first was marketed by the Celentano brothers. Pizza soon became the most popular of all frozen foods.
What did people do before frozen pizza? 1980s, California-style pizza, popularized in the early 80s by chefs like Wolfgang Puck, became mainstream in the U.S., emphasizing gourmet toppings like barbecue chicken, goat cheese, and smoked salmon.
In 1984, Papa John's opened their first location.
Better ingredients, better pizza. 1990s, Pizza Hut, Domino's, Little Caesars expanded globally, making pizza one of the most widely available fast foods worldwide. This decade also saw the surge of stuffed crust and novelty.
Oh, it was a glorious decade for stuffed crust. 2010's online ordering and delivery apps transformed the pizza industry, with Domino's becoming one of the most advanced tech-driven food companies, even experimenting with AI delivery drones and self-driving vehicles.
You know, they don't mention the 30-minute delivery, that guaranteed delivery, right? But they kind of did away with that. The 2017, the European Union granted Neapolitan pizza maker status as a protected cultural heritage food, safeguarding its traditional methods and recipes.
In the 2020s, in this brief history of pizza, pizza delivery surged during the COVID pandemic, with frozen pizza and takeout reaching record sales. Pizza variations, including plant-based cheese, gluten-free dough, and healthier crust, became permanent menu options at the major pizza chains.
And finally, 2 years ago, the world's largest pizza, certified by Guinness, was created in January of 2023 by a YouTuber and Pizza Hut at the LA Convention Center. This record-breaking pepperoni pie covered an area of 13,990 square feet. Wow. And utilized over 13,600 pounds of dough, almost 5,000 pounds of sauce, and over 8,800 pounds of cheese.
I hope it was Wisconsin cheese.
I hope
it was out there in California. A brief history of pizza, making me hungry, even though we had pizza after Cooper's football game last night. Now I want it again. We do have leftovers. 11 before 8 o'clock, 64 degrees, the WIB Wake Up Show. Our Friday morning tradition is to get y'all caught up on things you might have missed in the past week in news, sports, politics, and pop culture. We know you like to stay informed, but we know you're busy, so we bring it to you in condensed form. We call it headlines, and here we go.
According to a new report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, grocery prices have jumped to the highest level in 3 years.
I guess this explains why self-checkouts are now asking for my credit score.
Yeah.
Research shows that since 1970, the amount of life in the sea has been reduced by half.
Nice work, Red Lobster.
Right?
A study found that we are quite sexist when it comes to food labeling. We associate masculine images with unhealthy food and feminine images with healthy food.
That explains why one manufacturer has introduced the Jolly Green Ballerina. Research says that people who eat lots of fruits and vegetables are happier.
That's because they don't waste half of their lives standing in line behind people who can't decide if they want the chicken strips or the chicken nuggets.
That makes sense.
A study found that Americans borrow items from a neighbor about 30 million times each year.
And of that 30 million, only 12 of those things get returned.
If that.
Research shows that dolphins cooperate with each other to solve problems.
I can't even get my family to agree on a pizza topping.
Right?
And finally, a study found that you burn more calories in the afternoon.
That's from scrambling at the last minute to finish everything so you can head home. Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. It is 17 minutes past 8 o'clock, WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show, 64 degrees on this kind of rainy Friday morning. Our friend Ronnie Appleseed from Team Appleseed and Avenue Orchard joins us. And Ronnie, you guys are always busy, always working on something, but tomorrow is a very special event.
Oh,
it is something you do every year.
Yes,
the fourth annual Taste of the Orchard.
Yes.
And this is something, again, you started 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's a time where people can come and sample all of the Avenue Orchard products that they hear about.
Oh, you bet. Yep. We're proud to bring it on. It was a great idea to start with, because a lot of our customers are really kind of afraid to take a taste of some of these pepper jams or some of these, because, see them in the store. So it's like, hey, we just got to do a day that we set aside so you can come and try it. And usually they go home with a jar or two.
Well, and that's the thing. Sometimes, again, people are like, well, I know what I like, so I don't want to buy a whole jar of something else without knowing what it tastes like. Well, now you can taste again. And it's not just jams and jellies, even though you'll have dozens of varieties. I mean, dozens of varieties of jams and jellies, including State Fair Award winners.
I know. It was an awesome year this year to come home with three ribbons. So I still can't believe that we did it. But when you taste them, you'll know why.
And again, jams and jellies are just kind of the jumping off point, the starting point. What else are you going to have tomorrow to taste test?
Boy.
I mean, because
the apples that are ready, we have several varieties that are ready, so we'll be sampling that. All of our baked goods will be available
including
for sampling.
Cinnamon rolls, and I'm hearing.
Cinnamon rolls, garlic bread, some pumpkin streusel cake, some apple cake with caramel topping on it. And the list gets bigger.
It does. I mean, and speaking of caramel, again, this is real homemade caramel. Yes. With all due respect to Kraft Corporation, this isn't something you buy in a store and melt. This is real homemade caramel.
Yep.
And speaking of caramel, how can we forget the caramel, apples?
Yes. I know. All those, and they'll be ready for sampling. The slushy machines will be running, so the Avenue Works will be available.
Yes, the apple cider slushies, apple cider floats, but the Avenue Works, if people haven't heard us raving about this summer, when we had the Summer Smiles event, we tried that. Again, describe what the Avenue Works is. I mean, it's a mouthful, figuratively and literally.
It really is. It's apple cider slushy with ice cream, and then we put in some of our caramel, our hot fudge that they make. Put some whipped cream on top of that, and then we top it with a dab of our caramel apple jam.
So it's like a slushy and a float and an ice cream sundae all together. And it is so, so good. And we haven't mentioned you freeze-dry all sorts of things, so freeze-dried candy, but also freeze-dried fruits and veggies. Those will be available, too, if folks want to sample them,
yep,
right?
Yep, and they'll be available for sampling, too. So come on down. Get your taste on it.
Basically,
you know?
Anything that we've talked about over these last several months for Avenue Orchard, available to taste test tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., right?
Yep, all day long.
So just south of Eau Claire, Highway 53, the Avenue Orchard store. Hopefully folks have been there before. If not, tomorrow's a great time to take a jaunt down. We'll see what the weather does, but this is rain or shine, and you do have an indoor store. So plenty of room for people to come on inside if it is raining.
You bet. Everything will be inside unless the weather cooperates. Then we'll even spread out outside so we got even more space.
We're hoping the rain goes away, but if not, it's still going to be a great day. The fourth annual Taste of the Orchard. And I'm sure we're probably forgetting something. I'm going to get a text from Misty later on about something we probably should have mentioned.
Yeah, she's probably already
I mean, homemade baked goods and again, the apples and the jams and the apple cider. I mean, apple cider slushies and floats, straight up apple cider as well, too. Yeah. I mean, and your apple cider is very, very much sought after.
And that was great. I mean, once the gals started making the jams and jellies, you know, Shelley and Misty, they've always wanted to do baking. So once we got that kitchen and they got rolling on it, it's like you can't stop them. They're enjoying themselves so much producing all of these new fresh products, and they're getting to mix it up. They're always experimenting with something.
Yeah,
so
always creating.
You want a surprise? Come to the Avenue.
Again, Creation Kitchen there at Avenue Orchard. The Avenue Orchard store open every day 9 to 6, but tomorrow's a very special day, 9 to 6, before the annual Taste of the Orchard. Free samples. Just come on down and taste these products that you've heard about. And I just kind of dare you to walk away without anything after you go down there.
Exactly.
It's something my family loves going to every year. Ronnie, always great to see you. I know you'll be in Chautauqua and Menominee at Farmers Markets as well tomorrow, too. If folks can't make it to
We're not making Chautauqua tomorrow.
So Menominee
that's
tomorrow,
your last
Wilson
one.
Park.
But that's a big event in Chautauqua. So please, if you can't make it there, try that one out on Chautauqua, but we're not able to make it.
All right. So in Menominee tomorrow and then also Taste of the Orchard tomorrow. Ronnie, always great to see you. I know you've got tons of things to do, so we'll let you get back to it.
All righty.
Well, Caleb, you and I do about 18 talk segments a week, four a day, Monday through Thursday, a couple here on a Friday, and almost half of them this week were dominated by one particular contest, which you'll note in the Best of the Week.
Forrest Frank, his latest song is called Lemonade, and I know my 2-year-old would love to move and groove to this one. So here you go, buddy. It's Lemonade, Forrest Frank.
Truck Driver Appreciation Week, and we're like, hey, anybody want to go ahead and honk their horn for us from their semi, 715-396-1667?
Good morning. I'm driving a wannabe truck, GMC Acadia, and just wanted to give a shout-out to all the truck drivers on the roads, keeping our country moving. We appreciate you. We thank you for what you do. And to the radio station, God bless America.
Win It Wednesday in the Whip Wake Up Show. Who wants to go to Jeremy Camp for free?
What Christian CCM artist and song did Havel hear while grocery shopping the other day?
This is Al from Wiki.
Hey, Al, what do you think?
Jason Gray.
Was it Jason Gray? Jason Gray, by the way, with Rachel Lamp and Chris August.
Yeah.
Going to be live in concert this Saturday. Looking forward to that benefit concert for our friends at Different Ministry and their main new recovery program.
Yeah, it should be fantastic. I love Jason Gray, but it wasn't him.
Wasn't Jason Gray. Thank you, Al.
I saw him last time he was here.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, and tell us real quick, Al, while we have you on the line. You were there at Whispering Oaks in Willard, and you mentioned, I think you called afterward and said it's really a phenomenal venue and people should definitely make that trip.
Yeah, take the trip. It's a kind of a windy road to get there, but it's a beautiful setting in the woods. Just away. It's a quiet, quiet place away from roads and cars, and that should give you a chance to think. And the acoustics were really good.
It's clue time on a Win It Wednesday, and it's an audio clue, Havo.
Yeah, I think I was dropping some breadcrumbs all day yesterday. Unintentionally, my 61-year-old brain just, isn't what it used to be. So see if you can pick up what the clue is. And all of a sudden, I'm like, hey, I know that that group. And you got to give us the group. Hey, I know that. That's a group we play on.
There you go.
Yeah,
did
so
you get it?
Do you get the clue? That's fine.
It is, in fact, a group.
Any chance it was Super Chick?
Any Super chance Chick. Super, great guess. Man, now I feel like playing some Super Chick. Stand in the Rain or something like that. Or Hero. Oh, man, we got to hear that one. Anyway, is it Super Chick?
Beautiful.
It was not, because I'm not sure I would have recognized Super Chick, to be honest.
I'm from the 80s, so I'm going to go with my band Striper.
Was it Striper? Did you hear some Striper while grocery shopping, Havo?
You know, I'd like to say yeah and say the grandmas started rocking out, but it was not Striper.
How about Switchfoot?
How about Switchfoot? Is it Switchfoot? Is that the group that Havo heard? It is.
It is.
Now,
way to go, Mark.
You don't win.
I'm going to give him some.
This,
I'm going to get you some kind of prize.
We still
for
need
getting
the song, but here's the thing. You hold serve right now.
Uh-huh.
So it was Switchfoot. It
yes.
was Switchfoot that Havo heard. So now we need the song.
Yeah.
What song, Mark from Chippewa Falls, what
is he gonna
song?
Is he going to get it?
Can you do it? This would be like an eagle chip.
You know
right
your
now.
CCM music, Mark, like nobody else.
What song would have been playing in that grocery store from Switchfoot?
Yeah.
That Havo heard. Go ahead. We've given you lots of time here.
Oh, boy. That's only songs over the years.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to say a well-known one of theirs would be Dare You to Move.
Would it be Dare You to Move? I mean, they have so many songs.
Yeah.
I mean, Beautiful Letdown, that album. Actually, Dare You to Move is on that album.
Huh.
That just celebrated 22 years and things like that. And they had all these other artists, including one of my other favorites, Owl City, that redid some of the songs. But, I mean, would Dare You to Move, is that what...
And your
Havo heard while
and your
shopping.
Very first guest, Mark in Chippewa Falls, you're going to Jeremy Camp. You just won.
You did. You sucked the eagle chip.
Way to go! You got the group and the song in one call.
You're a winner.
I don't know what it is, but Forrest Frank just has a way of making my Teddy just dance and dance. Teddy loves Forrest Frank, and he grooves probably in his car seat right now. Hey, buddy.
Something about you, the radio dad, talking to your young son just caught my attention this week.
Help your mother. Do your chores. Hey, thank you, Havo, as always, for putting together the best of the week.